אוקיי, רבותיי, ערב שבת שלום. פרשת ויקל פקודי, אין החודש. You got a triple header this week. ויקל פקודי, all 214 פסוקים, and you have פרשת החודש, השם ישראל. Yeah, we have ראש חודש ניסן, הבא עלינו טובה ולברכה. Unfortunately, for better or for worse, פרשת ויקל פקודי doesn't get as much publicity as it should, because in general, people look at ויקל פקודי as reviews, even though it's not really a review, it's a different thing. Parashat Truma and Tetzaveh Kitisa speaks about the tzivui of Melechet HaMishkan, the command of building the Mishkan, its kelim, the bigdei kohen gadol v'chule. And what's Parashat Vayakel Pekudei?
Building.
The actual pe'ula of the building, the making, the accounting. It's really a different thing. But anyway, the Sichot Musar brings that there is a phrase that comes up in Truma, Tetzaveh, Kitisa, Vayakel, Pekudei, again and again and again. Chacham Lev, Chachme Lev, wise of heart, wise of heart. In this week's parasha we say, Ve'asa Betzalel Ve'aholi'av V'chol Ish Chacham Lev Asher Natan Adonai Chochma U'Tvuna Bahem. Betzalel and Aholi'av, and any of those who are wise of heart, who Hashem gave wisdom and understanding into them. Hashem gave wisdom and understanding into the hearts of those who are wise of heart. It's like, what is this term of wisdom of heart, and how does one achieve it? So the Sichot Musar says, we have to look elsewhere in order to understand what is a wise of heart, and how does one achieve wisdom of heart. He says, you look at Shlomo HaMelech. After Shlomo HaMelech, you know, what age did Shlomo HaMelech become king? How old was he?
Bar Mitzvah.
12. He became king at 12. The Beit HaMikdash was completed when he was 13. But anyway, listen to this. The night that the Mishkan was completed, the night before the inauguration of the Beit HaMikdash, Mechila, not the Mishkan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Shlomo HaMelech in a dream. Begiv'on nira Hashem in Shlomo. And Hashem asked him, he says, Vayomer Elohim she'al ma eten lach. Shlomo HaMelech, I'm so proud of you. I'm so happy with you. Ask me whatever you want. Any wish you want will be fulfilled. What did Shlomo HaMelech ask for? V'natata le'avdecha lev shomeya lishpot et amecha le'avin ben tov l'ra. He says, I just want a listening heart, an understanding heart, in order to be able to judge Am Yisrael correctly. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so impressed by Shlomo HaMelech's request. V'yomer Elohim elav. Yan asher sha'alta et hadavar hazeh ve'lo sha'alta lecha yamim rabbim ve'lo sha'alta lecha osher ve'sha'alta lecha havin lishmoa mishpat hine asiti kidvarecha hine natati lecha lev chacham menavon. Which means Hashem says, I'm going to give you everything anyway. But what impressed HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much that he was willing to forego everything else? He could have asked for anything, longevity, wealth, honor, and he would have gotten it. The fact that he negated everything else and asked only for wisdom of Torah, bakashat ha-chokhmah, that's what it means. And what did he say? Lev shomea. Says the Sichot Musar, that is chacham lev. When a person's willing to ignore everything else and put his sole focus and pursuit in Torah, that is a chacham lev. Or Torah, yirat shamayim, all goes hand in hand. We find that from Yehoshua bin Nun as well. Rashi HaKadosh Rabotai says that the 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai, where was Yehoshua bin Nun? Huh? Where was he? He was at the foot of the mountain, waiting for his Rebbe not to miss one moment of Torah, when he went up and when he came down. Rashi HaKadosh and the Gemara says, it's Gemara Masechet Yoma, Daf Ayin Vav, the Gemara says, Lechem Abirim Achal Ish. It's a reference, says the Gemara, that's a reference to Zei Yehoshua Sheyarad Loman Keneged Kol Yisrael. It's a reference to Yehoshua bin Nun, that man fell for him, Keneged Kol Yisrael, which means when Yehoshua bin Nun was hanging out at the foot of Har Sinai, he wasn't with the rest of Am Yisrael. The rest of Am Yisrael, those 40 days, were eating man in the zkut of the klan. Yehoshua wasn't part of the klan. Yehoshua separated himself from the klan to stand at the foot of the mountain waiting for his Rebbe. Why did he get man, if not bizchut haklal, says the Sichot Musar, look at this unbelievable ayun. Only bizchut atzmo, bizchut his own dvekut ba'ashem, and in his Rebbe, he got man. which means Yehoshua didn't know he was going to get man on his own by staying there. He had no idea what he would eat for 40 days and 40 nights. Did you know that? Because he was separating himself from Israel. Apparently, what do we see? That was not a concern for him. What I'm going to eat for the next 40 days interests me much less than being taking advantage of every moment I have to spend with my Rebbe and being yonek, getting that Torah from him. Well, big deal. You might say, what's that extra second when he gets up? Wait for him to... How long does it take for Moshe Rabbeinu to get to the foot of the mountain from Har Sinai? Another few seconds. Yehoshua is willing to risk everything. That was the Mesirut Nefesh for his Torah. Yeah? Anyway, there's many other re'ayot to this, but, you know, the idea over here is that when a person, a chacham lev is not somebody that, not just somebody that's interested in something, but a person that is willing to go the mile, a person that's willing to give up everything else in order to achieve that. And you see that throughout Chachmei Yisrael, in all of the generations, Torah is never learnt through, the Rambam says this himself in Hilchot Talmud Torah, it's not acquired through oneg. You know what I'm saying? Kachi Darkah Shel Torah, says the Baraita at the end of Pirkei Avot. What's the way of the Torah? Patim HaMilach Tochein, Umayim BaMesurat Tishteh. You have to mamash, push yourself to the limit. Not only, that's part of the acquisition of Torah, is through Bakashat HaChokhmah. Wanting Chokhmat Lev, wisdom of heart, is not only what you know. It's not about what you know. The Midrash says in this week's parasha, you know, there are many people, Bitzalel Ba'Oliyav were the managers of the building of the Mishkan. But there were many, many Jews that came to volunteer and donate their time and assets and talents for building the Mishkan. The Ramban brings down the Midrash that says that many of these people, you ever ask yourself, how are they, you know, there's very, very tedious and expert tasks that were necessary for the Binyan HaMishkan, building and crocheting and all the very delicate tasks. These were slaves that just came out of Mitzrayim. They, you know, they built pyramids and stuff. I think they became so proficient in these, you know, in these arts. You ever wonder? Says the Midrash, they had no clue. Zero clue how to do anything Mishkan related. But what did they do? As soon as they heard about the Tzivui L'Melechet HaMishkan, many people gathered. They came together before Moshe Rabbeinu and they said, Adonenu Moshe, we have no idea how to do what you've just described, but we do know one thing. We want to help however we can, and whatever needs to be done, we're here. Teach us. And the Midrash says that those people were imbued with a Ruach Kedusha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught them Al Yedei Ruach HaKodesh how to be proficient in all of the Melechet HaMishkan. Why? That's Bakashat HaChokhmah. That's a Chacham Lev. I have no clue, but Hashem, you want it? I'm here. The first and only time Am Yisrael had to be forcibly prevented from donating money is when? The nation was prevented. They were forcibly stopped from donating anymore because they had way too much. That was the Gadlut of Am Yisrael. They loved so much so that the Nesi'im barely had anything left to donate. That was said to their, you know, there was a ta'ana on them. But look at how Am Yisrael loved HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much, the Mesirut Nefesh. That is Chacham Lev, and that is Bakashat HaChokhmah. Rabotai, thank you for listening. Shabbat Shalom, Chodesh Tov, Tiskunu Shanim Rabot, Na'imot V'Tovot. Tzlach Rabbah.
Amen.